Coast Radio News for Thursday, September 24th, 2020. I'm George Henry. The surge of coronavirus cases and infectious individuals continues to mount in Lane County. Yesterday's total added 48 more cases, but the alarming total, according to public health officials, is the 143 infectious individuals, the highest total so far. Lane County Public Health spokesperson Jason Davis says the number is likely to climb over the next several weeks. He said without a clear path to the origins of cases, it is likely to spread. In a release earlier this week, Davis explained that small gatherings are likely the culprit. 27 new infectious disease cases were reported yesterday, and there was also a new death for Lane County, increasing that total to 16. A 75-year-old man from the Eugene Springfield area is the latest to die. New cases of the coronavirus is likely to cause problems for the reopening of schools, as the percentage of positive tests have increased to 6.2%, which rises above the 5% cap the OHA has said was necessary for schools to return to in-class instruction. Here in Florence, there hasn't been a new reported case in a week, and the total stands at 22. Statewide, there were 193 new cases, and for the first time since monitoring, Lane County exceeded all other counties in new cases. There were 6 new deaths also reported statewide. Volunteers showed up yesterday to help unload a tractor trailer full of food at both the Mapleton and Florence food shares. The food donated by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was equally distributed to both locations. A total of 40,600 pounds of food made its way to the shelves on hand trucks and forklifts. The church's outreach often distributes food to needy communities, but has ramped up their donations since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. There's also been concern about those affected by wildfires, prompting a stop in our local communities. The Florence and Mapleton Food Shares distributes thousands of pounds of food weekly to needy individuals. The average price of a gallon of regular gas has dipped to $2.39 this week as demand remains relatively low. With the end of summer and travel being limited by the coronavirus, prices are expected to remain low. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, there was a slight increase in demand for the Labor Day weekend, but it was still significantly lower than the same time last year. In fact, about 500,000 barrels a day lower nationwide. Storms in the Gulf are not expected to have a widespread effect on prices, but mainly stay regional. Local pastors have joined together to have a time of prayer this Saturday. People are being asked to meet at noon in the parking lot at the corner of Maple and 9th Street. Pastor Dale Edwards with Crossroad Assembly says the prayer group will be praying for political leaders of the nation, state, and local, as well as educators, medical personnel, military, and first responders. Edwards emphasized that this is not a politically motivated gathering nor a social justice event, but a spiritual one. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, September 24th, 2020.